Greetings and salutations and welcome to the EUP Game of the Week on Oldies 93. Scott Nason filling in for Matt Pocket tonight on this Friday night as we are in Cedarville, Michigan for boys basketball as the Cedarville Trojans host the Pickford Panthers. Our broadcast engineer back in the Oldies 93 studios is Sam Cox. We'll be joined once the game starts by color commentator Becky Schweisinger as the Pickford Panthers have their eye on March, but they also have their eye on the EUP conference title as the Panthers come into tonight's contest with a record of 13-2 overall, 8-1 in the EUP conference, while Cedarville 7-8 overall on the season, 5-4 in the EUP conference. And Pickford again eyeing up that EUP conference title. Right now they hold a one game lead over the Rudyard Bulldogs. The Bulldogs 9-2 in the conference, 13-4 overall. So this almost a must win for Pickford if they want to win the conference outright. They'll have a chance to play Rudyard next week. And always a rivalry between these two squads. Anytime Pickford and Cedarville lace it up on the gridiron, on the basketball courts, it's the M127, or is it 123? I couldn't see the highway coming down despite there being sunny skies. A lot of blowing and drifting. Took us a while to get down here, but we are down here now and ready for the EUP Game of the Week. In the junior varsity game before this one, it was an exciting contest. A good crowd here at the John Duncan Gymnasium on a parents' night, and it was the Pickford Panthers knocking off Cedarville in junior varsity by the score of 52-49. These teams played once this season at the Purple Palace in Pickford on January 16th. It was all Pickford as they defeated Cedarville by the score of 70-54. And the Panthers' last game was on Wednesday night at home as they defeated St. Ignace by the score of 62-42. And this Pickford squad, obviously you look at size-wise and point-wise, they are led in scoring by Nick Eddington, and you have a lot of players on this roster that are used to winning. Maybe not as much in basketball, but certainly in football. Of course, everybody knows the Pickford Panthers' success on the gridiron this season, winning the 8-player Division II state championship. And, well, one of those players, the quarterback Jimmy Story, he was also named one of the MHSAA scholarship winners as far as his performances on and off the court. And we had him on Coach's Corner with Dave Watson a couple weeks ago, and what a great kid. And Coach Matt Johnson has done a great job with this Pickford squad. Favorites right now to win the district. The district draw will be held, I believe, this weekend. We know where the girls will play. We'll get into that during the broadcast, but the boys, we're not quite sure as far as whom will be playing whom, but we do know this, that here in about 10 or so minutes we will have EUP Conference boys basketball between Cedarville and Pickford. We're going to take our first break in the pregame show. We come back, we're going to look at some of the scores throughout the EUP this week and some other news and notes from around the area. You're listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Oldies 93. Scott Nason back at the John Duncan Gymnasium in Cedarville, Michigan, as we're about 6 or so minutes away from the start of tonight's boys varsity basketball contest between the Cedarville Trojans and the Pickford Panthers. Well, looking around the area this week in boys basketball, we did have some games that were postponed earlier this week, especially for the girls on Tuesday due to some bad weather, but there were some games that were played, including Rudyard. We mentioned them in contention for the EUP Conference title in boys basketball. Well, they're also in contention for the Straits Area Conference title as they knocked off Sheboygan on Monday by the score of 68-59. And so Rudyard and Sheboygan both with one loss in the Straits Area Conference, so still plenty to sort out there. No games involving EUP teams on Tuesday. Well, there was one game, I should say, it was out west, sort of, as it was Engadine, a team that's starting to get a little better in boys basketball. They knocked off Manistique by the score of 65-56. Three games on Wednesday involving EUP teams. We mentioned Pickford and Cedarville. Pickford knocked off St. Ignace at home by 20 by the score of 62-42. Cedarville all over Newberry. Newberry really struggling this year in both boys and girls basketball. Cedarville knocked off the Indians by the score of 72-44. And then a bit of an upset at Detour. Detour knocking off Rudyard on a Wednesday by the score of 58-55. It was Josh Newell having a big game for the Raiders. He had a game-high 22 points, including 5 3-pointers, and that was a big loss for the Bulldogs because now they're one game behind Pickford in the loss column. So Rudyard certainly rooting for Cedarville here tonight. Games in boys basketball other than this one tonight. Dave Watson over on 1230 WSO is down in the River City, Sheboygan, as the Sheboygan Chiefs will take on the Sioux High Blue Devils. You can hear that one, as I mentioned, on 1230 WSOO. We'll try to get some scoreboard updates, but we do have trouble getting them in here with the text here. They don't get the best cell service here. We'll certainly try to get some updates as we can. Brimley is at Engadine tonight. Detour at Newberry. Rudyard at St. Ignace. And Pickford is at Cedarville. Girls basketball from this past week. We had some games last night. Sioux High, boy, they are continuing to play very well this season. The Blue Devils improved to 15-1 on the season as they knock off Sheboygan at home by the score of 55-14. And, you know, that's not a terrible Sheboygan team. And to hold a team to 14 points, that is pretty impressive. Sioux High, they got a good team, and it's going to be fun to see how far they potentially could go in a playoff run. They're going to have to play some really good teams as well in the district and beyond if they get that far. Other games last night, Engadine at Brimley. It was the Eagles all over Brimley by the score of 58-37. The Cedarville girls with a big win at the Purple Palace in Pickford as they knocked off the Panthers 66-59. St. Ignace all over Rudyard 69-25. And Detour at home, a close 4-point victory over Newberry by the score of 40-36. So we're getting down to that point in the season. The girls just with a week left to play. The boys with two. And we're going to have lots of broadcasts here on Sovereign Communications over the next couple weeks. Our next EUP game of the week will be with yours truly, along with Becky Swisinger, in Brimley for girls basketball as the Rudyard Bulldogs take on the Brimley Bays. We'll have the call of that one at Tuesday around at 7 o'clock. Dave Watson will have Sioux boys basketball at home against Petoskey on 1230 WSOO on Tuesday. Dave will also have other broadcasts this week. Matt Pocket will have the game Friday night at Pickford. A big one could be the EUP conference title on the line as Rudyard will take on Pickford. We're going to take our final break here in the pregame show. We come back, we'll have the start of tonight's boys varsity basketball game here in Cedarville between the host Trojans and the visiting Pickford Panthers. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Oldies 93. Back at the John Duncan Gymnasium in Cedarville, Michigan, Scott Nason, and joined on the broadcast by color commentator Becky Swisinger. Becky, thanks for making the trip down, and big one tonight between Pickford and Cedarville, two big rivals. Let's go.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So they're announcing the starting lineups right now. First of all, for the visiting Pickford Panthers starting tonight. Well, I don't know who's all starting tonight because they all got out there at one time. Nick Eddington, one of the starters at forward. Isaac Brown, number 12. Luke Batho, number 30. Jimmy Story, number 21. I missed the fifth player. We'll get him in a moment. Starting for the Cedarville Trojans tonight, number 25, Tyler Brandt. Starting for Cedarville tonight, wearing number 15 at forward, Jared St. Ange. Cedarville with just 8 players on their varsity roster. Starting at forward for the Cedarville Trojans, wearing number 10, Caleb Coleman. Starting at guard, number 5, Thomas Bond. And starting at guard for the Cedarville Trojans, wearing number 3, Trey Pockan. The Cedarville Trojans are coached by head coach Jason Duncan and the Pickford Panthers coached by head coach Matt Johnson. So a good crowd here, a lively crowd. We saw that in the junior varsity game, and a very young crowd in front of us. We got a looks like a newborn there taking in the sights. Maybe his or her first broadcast there, Becky.
Yes, I made a new friend. His name is Lucas.
Lucas, okay. Yes. Well, very good. We'll give Lucas a big shout out here. Probably his first broadcast that he's at least heard, but he's not worried about it. He's gazing up at the ceiling. He's just having fun. So here we go. Pickford and Cedarville. The Trojans win the tap. They're going right to left as seen on your radio dial. Cedarville in their white jerseys with the green trim. Pickford in their purple jerseys with the grayish silver trim. Now Cedarville with the ball. That's number 10 for the Trojans. Coleman gets it up to Pockan. Now Pockan three left side, no good. Rebound goes to the Panthers, and that's that's Story. Jimmy Story gets it up top. Now inside, that's Batho. He puts it off the glass, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. We'll go back to Cedarville. Coach is getting on the officials early. We saw that a little bit in the JV game. Always tough to officiate. Now Cedarville with the ball. We played 30 seconds, no score. Pockan with it. Gets it up to Coleman. Now Coleman on the right wing. Thought about the shot. Get it at the free throw line. Brandt. Now Brandt loses the ball. Stolen there by Batho. No score. Pickford with the ball. Dribbling it up court. Brown with it. Now Brown. Gets it to Eddington. He puts the 12-footer off the back iron. No rebound. Goes right to Eddington. Now Eddington from the left elbow puts up a shot. That one's no good. And we're going to have an over-the-back call on Pickford. That's going to go against number 30, Luke Batho. First foul of the game. No score. Minute three to gone by in this first quarter. Again, Pickford with just one loss in conference play. Cedarville with four. Now the Trojans with the ball. Up top, a three, Pockan. That one's no good. Rebound picked up by Eddington. He's tall, and he gets a lot of rebounds for Pickford. Here's Isaac Brown across the midcourt line. Brown on the left side puts up the 14-footer. That one's no good. Both teams cold here to start this one as the ball goes out of bounds off of Batho. We'll go back to Cedarville. 6:34 to play in this first quarter. Still no score. We're going to have a quick timeout. Coach Matt Johnson obviously didn't like something out there. He's taking a quick timeout, Becky, just a minute and a half in. Interesting timeout call there.
Yeah, and a little bit of a slow start for both teams.
I got to be honest, I'm distracted by Lucas. It's going to be hard to do this broadcast with this cute little guy here. Did we find out how old he is?
We did not. He's just very adorable.
He is. He's taking in the sights right there, and I wish we were on TV so we could show him. But we got to talk basketball, not cute babies, so we're going to talk basketball here. Cedarville with the ball, no score. 6:34 to play in this first quarter. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. Bond with it. Gets it up to Coleman. Now Coleman across midcourt line to St. Ange. St. Ange in the free throw line. Puts up the shot, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and that will go back to Pickford. So both teams struggling to find their shooting form here early. Now the Panthers with the ball. Across the midcourt line. Pass almost stolen there. Hike with it. Eric Hike with the ball for Pickford. Gets it on the far corner. Three. That one's no good by Story. Rebound inside. Picked up by the Trojans. That's Brandt. Now Pockan. Across the midcourt line for Cedarville. 2 minutes gone by in this first quarter. No score. Now Pockan puts up a shot. That one's short. Is anyone going to make a shot tonight? Now the Trojans on defense. Pickford with the ball. Across the midcourt line. Brown gets it up top to Hike. Now inside. Nice pass. Batho with it. He's going to be fouled. And Luke Batho will get two from the free throw line for Pickford. That'll be the first foul of the game for the Trojans. That'll go on number five, Thomas Bond. So at the free throw line, number 30, Luke Batho shooting two. First free throw up, and we have points as Batho makes the first free throw. Making the score 1-0 Pickford, 5:45 to play in this first quarter. Now Batho's second shot up, and that one's no good. Rebound picked up by the Trojans. Pockan with it across the midcourt line for Cedarville. Now Pockan being guarded by Eddington, gets it over to Coleman, back to Pockan. Now Pockan drives the baseline, draws the double team. Pockan's got to get rid of it, and he does. Gets it inside. We're going to have a foul, I think. No, they're not going to call a foul. They're going to call a turnover. Ball goes back to Pickford. 1-0 Panthers, 5:25 to play in this first quarter. Now the Panthers cross the midcourt line. Hike with it. Hike between the circles to Brown. Isaac Brown now being guarded by Coleman. Brown at the free throw line. We're going to have a shoe tie incident, I guess, for lack of a better term, as Eddington's shoe came untied, so our official Johnny on the spot catching that one. I don't know if I've seen that before when the referee blows it dead for a shoe untied, but you always see something different in these games. Now hike to inbound, long three far side. That one's off the mark. Rebound picked up by Coleman. Either team without a field goal so far, 3 minutes into this one. Coleman now drives, puts it up off the glass. No rebound inside. Brandt, that one's no good as Brown with the rebound. Not exactly the start I think both teams envisioned here so far.
No, and the Cedarville fans are going to be standing for a little while.
That's right, yeah. The Trojans, they don't sit down, fans rather. Now Eddington puts it up off the glass and in on the inside. That's the first field goal of the game, and it's 3-0 Panthers, 4:35 to play in this first quarter. Here's Coleman with it. Now Coleman dishes it off to St. Ange. St. Ange at the free throw line, shovels it over to Brandt. Now he puts up the shot off the back iron, no. Rebound taken by Eddington. Eddington, he's got Brown with a nice no-look pass, and he's going to be fouled. But nice pass by Eddington. That's going to send number 12, Isaac Brown, to the line, shooting two. Be the second team foul on the Trojans. That'll go against Coleman, his first. So at the line for Pickford, senior number 12, Isaac Brown. First free throw up, no good. Now we have the first substitution of the game as Blaine Burnaby will check in for the Panthers, replacing Luke Batho. This Panther team with 8 seniors on the roster, so a very senior-laden team. Trojans with 5. Now second free throw up. That one's good, so Brown with 1 and the Panthers with 4. They lead 4-0. Cedarville fans still standing up, waiting for their team to score. They're not used to standing this long. Now here's Pocken drawing the double team. Cedarville fans want the foul, but I think that was just good defense there as the ball goes out of bounds back to Cedarville.
Yeah, great ball pressure on that play by number 1, Nick Eddington.
Now the Panthers with it. 4-0 Panthers. Lob pass at the free throw line. Eddington. Eddington now might have traveled there, but off the back iron, no. Rebound picked up by the Trojans, St. Ange. St. Ange gets it up to Brandt. Now Brandt across the free throw line. No look pass over the far side. Bond, he puts it up and in. And the Cedarville fans can finally take their seats as the Trojans, with 3:45 to play in this first quarter, score their first 2 points. It's 4-2 Pickford. Panthers with the ball. Cross the midcourt line. Hike over on the far sideline. Good crowd here at the John Duncan Gymnasium on a very blustery Friday night. Now here's Hike, top of the circle, being guarded there by Coleman. Hike now in the near corner, inside. That's going to be Burnaby's shot up and in, so Blaine Burnaby off the bench with a quick two. 4 different scores for the Panthers. They lead 6-2. 3:10 to play in this first quarter. Now the Trojans being stymied right now by this good Pickford defense and cold shooting so far. Pockant at the free throw line, now backs it up. We've said Pockant a lot here over the years for our Cedarville players as we're going to have a travel. As the Cedarville coaches don't like that one. These officials not winning many friends with the Cedarville fans tonight, Becky.
No, they're not. I think that's the second time they've called a carry by number for number 3, Pockan.
Now the Panthers with it. Cedarville's press not really effective so far tonight, but it's early. Panthers with the ball. Hike. Now Hike inside. Puts up the 10-footer. That one's short. Rebound picked up by St. Ange for the Trojans as the quick steal there by Jimmy Story, but it will stay with Cedarville. 2:39 to play in this first quarter. 6-2 Pickford. Pickford with a relatively easy victory over Cedarville in their other matchup this year. That was back in mid-January. Now Pockan with it. We're going to have a foul on the Panthers. That'll be their second. That's going to go against the Panthers. I didn't quite see. It might have been 21, but they haven't put it on the board yet. Just the second foul. It's going to go against number 32, Eric Hike, his first. So Cedarville inbound, near sideline. Pockan cross the midcourt line for Cedarville. Left-handed dribble. Now he drives. Pass inside. as that goes to Friel off the bench. Now a long three, far side, Coleman, yes sir, as Caleb Coleman makes a three, and it's 6-5 Panthers with 2:15 to play in this first quarter. Now Story with it. Pass up top to Burnaby, and that's going to be a travel there, I believe. Yeah, Burnaby caught it, but then he walked with it, so he'll go back to Cedarville. Not a lot of flow to this game so far here tonight, Becky.
There's not. No, neither team has seemed to get it going quite yet.
Now the Trojans cross a midcourt line with it. Pockan dishes it off to Coleman between the circles. Now Caleb Coleman with it over the far sideline. St. Ange. St. Ange now in the paint. Thought about the shot. Now gives it up to Smith. Kaysen Smith in for the Trojans. Again, just eight players on this roster. Now a long two there by Pockan. No good. Rebound picked up by Eddington. Now a long pass there. Ill advised. There are all sorts of Trojans there. Picked up easily by Pockan. Now Trey Pockan thinks about the three. He shoots it. Misses it. Rebound inside. Eddington will get the rebound as the Panthers will slow it down. Minute 30 left in this first quarter. 6-5 Pickford. Brown gets it to Hike on the right wing. Now Hike drives. Hike puts up a shot, but I think there was a foul before the shot. And that'll be the third team foul here on the Trojans in this first half. So that's going to go against number 12, Kaysen Smith, his first. As checking back in for Cedarville, Tyler Brandt. He'll replace St. Ange. And checking in for Pickford, back in Luke Batho. As didn't quite see who we replaced. Now the Panthers with the ball. Hike on the left wing. Hike now, top of the circle. Thought about the three. Gives that to Burnaby. Almost traveled again. Now Burnaby stops and pops. That one's no good. Rebound picked up by Pockan for the Trojans. Under a minute to play in this first quarter. Now Cedarville with the ball. Behind the back dribble there by Brandt. Now a steal there by Burnaby. Burnaby lumbers down court. Burnaby now along the baseline puts up the shot. No good. Rebound Hike in the paint. He gets it up top to Brown. Now Brown drives with the right hand. That one's no good. Picked up by the Panthers again. Brown gets it up to Hike. 40 seconds to play. Now Hike stops and pops. That one's no good. Rebound inside. That's going to be a foul on Burnaby on the rebound. His first. And shooting percentages, Becky, we're not keeping track of that, but they're pretty low so far tonight.
Yeah, I don't think it's very good. But Pickford did a good job on the offensive glass on that possession.
So Cedarville with the ball. Trailing by one. 38 seconds to play in this fast-moving first quarter. Pockan with it. At the free throw line, gives it up to Coleman. Now Coleman from three, that one rattles out. Rebound inside, Brandt, and we're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it to Pickford. 25 seconds left in this first quarter. Panthers with one loss in UP conference play. Rudyard with two. And the Bulldogs are in action tonight. I don't think we're going to get any score updates due to the lack of cell service here, but we'll try to get some if we can. 10 seconds left here in the quarter. Far sideline, Story with it. Up top to Hike. Now Hike thought about the three, gives it up to Story. Far corner, back to Hike, five. Hike now at the buzzer. That one's no good. And a low scoring first quarter here in Cedarville. Our score, Pickford 6, Cedarville 5. You're listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Oldies 93. Back at the John Duncan Gymnasium in Cedarville, Michigan. Second quarter just beginning. Cedarville with the ball, trailing 6-5 in a low-scoring first quarter. Now in the second, now quick steal by the Panthers with it. Here's Brown going to the basket, putting it up no good. Eddington on the follow, puts it up and in. He has four to lead all scorers, and it's 8-5 Pickford.
And great follow by Eddington on that play.
7:40 to play in the second quarter. Pockan now between the circles, being guarded by Eddington. Now on the left side, that's Brand. Almost lost it. So Eddington almost at the steal. Now Pockan will launch from three. That one's off the mark. Rebound inside, picked up by Story. And we're going to have a foul. I believe this is going to go against the Panthers. That'll go against Jimmy Story. As the Pickford fans don't like that one. That's Story's first. Team foul number four. Jared St. Ange checking in for the Trojans, replacing Tyler Brandt. Now the Trojans to inbound underneath the Panther basket. Long three, far corner, St. Ange. That one's off the mark. Rebound picked up by Max Stryker. His first action of the night for the Panthers. Brown across the midcourt line for the Panthers. Again, the Cedarville press, which we're used to, we're not seeing so much tonight. Don't know if they run it as much this year or not. Now Brown, no look pass inside. That one's going to be, oh, we're going to should have a jump ball situation. Good call. And that's going to keep the ball with Pickford as they'll inbound underneath the Trojans basket. 7:07 to play in this second quarter. Now a lob pass, Eddington in the paint, puts up the right-handed shot. No good, rebound picked up by Pockan. Trey Pockan with the ball for the Trojans, across the midcourt line, being guarded by Eddington. Now up top, St. Ange, he'll shoot from there, but he drives, underhanded scoop shot, no good. Batted out nicely there by Bond to the Trojans. Here's Smith, gets it to Coleman. Coleman, top of the circle, now he drives, puts up a shot, that one partially blocked. Gets his own rebound. Coleman now lost it. Fans want a foul. None called. Cedarville fans really not happy with the officials so far here tonight. 8-5 Pickford. 6:30 to play in the second quarter. Now Brown. That one's going to go off a Panther player to the Trojans. Now if you're putting games in a time capsule, Becky, I don't think this one you'd want to put in any capsule to be viewed 50 years later. This has been a pretty rough start for both teams, I think.
Yeah, definitely a very slow start.
Trojans with the ball at the free throw line. That one almost went across the midcourt line. Bond keeps it. Now Bond, right-handed dribble being guarded by Story. And nice steal there. Good job by Story to create the pressure. That caused another turnover. Here's Brown with it. Brown across the midcourt line. Gets it to Story in the right corner. Now Brown on the right wing. Eddington tries a screen, now Eddington drives, puts it up, right hand and one, and boy, it's easy when you're that much taller than a lot of the players, and Nick Eddington made that one look easy.
Yes, he did, and that seems to be a little bit of a problem for Sierraville's defense to start this game, being Eddington's length and ability to get in the paint.
That will be the fourth team foul on the Trojans and the second on Caleb Coleman, and so at the line, Nick Eddington shooting one. 6 points so far tonight. Pickford 2-4 from the free throw line. Make it 2-5 as Eddington misses the free throw. And we're going to have a foul on the miss. That's going to go against number 30, Luke Batho. That's his second, team foul number 5. Get a timeout on the court. 5:54 to play in the second quarter. Pickford leading Cedarville by the score of 10-5. Looking at our broadcast schedule over the weekend here on our family of stations at Sovereign Communications, going on right now on Yes FM, Laker hockey, as the Lakers taking on Northern Michigan. Bill Crawford with the call. Sioux Greyhounds at home as well tonight, taking on the number one team in all of Canada, the Ottawa 67s. You can catch that game right now on Rock 101 with Jerry Liskum Jr. and over on 1230 WSOO, Dave Watson down in Sheboygan for Sioux High boys basketball, as the Sioux High Blue Devils taking on at the Sheboygan Chiefs. Tomorrow morning, 11:05 on 1230 WSOO, Coach's Corner with Dave Watson. We'll also have Laker hockey tomorrow night, the senior night at the Taffy Able Arena. Lakers taking on Northern Michigan. Bill Crawford will have the call of that one, 6:35 over on Yes FM. Then on Sunday, we have Sioux Greyhounds hockey on Rock 101 with Jerry Liskum Jr. as the Hounds will take on Sarnia. Pregame show at 1:35. Detroit Red Wings hockey, yes, they're still playing. They're not winning much, but they're still playing. You can catch the Sunday night game at home against Calgary over on 1230 WSOO starting at 6:40. And speaking of not winning much, the Detroit Pistons, they're not winning much either. They'll be at Portland on Sunday. You can catch that one on ESPN 1400. Cedarville off the timeout with the ball, trailing by 5, 5:45 to play in the second quarter. Now here's Brandt with it, and we're going to have a travel as he passed it to Bond, and Bond took too many steps. Another turnover, lots of them so far tonight for Cedarville. Now the Panthers to inbound, and Pickford has a much deeper bench than Cedarville. As Jimmy Story, the senior quarterback for the state champion football team, will inbound, gets it to Brown. Now Brown across the midcourt line, gets it to Story. Now Story back to Brown between the circles, looking inside. Nice pass. There's Brandt putting it up, no good. Rebound, battled for, picked up by the Trojans. Now the Panthers get it back. Story up top. Here's Burnaby. Now a long three. No, that one's way off the mark by Brown, rebounded by the Trojans. 10-5 at Pickford, 5:10 to play in the second quarter. Now here's Pockan driving. He'll put up off the glass and in. We haven't seen much of that tonight, and that's Pockan's first two. cutting the lead. Panthers lead to 3, 5 minutes left in the second quarter. Now the Panthers with it. Across the midcourt line, Hike. Now inside, nice pass to Eddington. He puts it up off the glass and in. And Cedarville really not having much of an answer for that size of Eddington. 12-7, favor of the Trojans. Pockhan with it, getting it over on the right wing to Coleman. At the right elbow, Brandt now dishes it over to St. Ange. He launches a three, no good. Rebound goes right back to St. Ange. He'll put it at the free throw line. That one's no good. And another rebound for Brown. Isaac Brown now across the midcourt line for the Panthers. Brown at the left elbow backs it up. Brown gets it over to Hike. Now Hike being guarded by St. Ange. Hike on the right wing looking up top. Brown almost had it stolen. Now Brown with it. Brown pass it up top to Hike. Now Hike in the paint. Puts up a shot. That one's no good. Rebound picked up by Brandt. Boy, neither team can hit shots tonight. We're halfway through the second quarter and it's only 12-7. Now here's the Trojans with it. Coleman up top to Pockhan. He launches a three. Yes, sir. A three goes in for Trey Pockhan. He has 5 all in this quarter, and all of a sudden it's a two-point game. 3:45 to play in the second quarter. Brown now across the midcourt line, over to Hike at the far sideline. Now a bad pass there, easily stolen by St. Ange. Here come the Trojans with it. Pockhan, he stops and pops from three. Yes, sir! Trey Pockhan with back-to-back threes, and Cedarville has their first lead of the night. It's 13-12 with 3:28 to play in the second quarter as head coach Matt Johnson for the Panthers calls a timeout. You can kind of tell on that one, Becky, Pockhan starting to feel it a little bit from outside.
Yeah, Cedarville heating up finally, scoring some shots, so that's good. Pickford a little slow on the defensive end on that possession. It looked like Coach Matt Johnson wasn't liking what he saw.
No, not at all. As a bad pass there. See, Pickford's offense just not flowing. It feels like Cedarville's offense starting to get a little bit better flow, but Panthers still kind of struggling to get in their offense. You know, if you look at how this game's developed, I don't know how they don't keep going inside to Eddington. I mean, he has, 6 inches on probably the tallest Cedarville player. If I'm Coach Johnson, I might look there as kind of a bailout play.
I agree. I'm not sure why they aren't getting in the paint a little bit more, but we'll see if he made that correction in that timeout.
So Pickford with the ball off the timeout, trailing by 1. Here's Eddington now up top. Fans want a foul there. Now a 3 far side. Yes, sir! As that's number 32, Eric Hike with the 3. So all of a sudden, shots starting to fall for both teams as the Panthers go back up top by 2. 3:05 to play in this second quarter. Now contact in the paint, no call. Shot no good by Coleman. Rebound inside. That was Brandt with the opportunity and Pickford with the foul, and that's going to bring Cedarville to the line for the first time tonight with 3:02 to play in the second quarter. That would be the 6th team foul on the Panthers. That will go against Hike, his 2nd. So you have Hike and Batho with 2 fouls for the Panthers. You have Coleman with 2 for the Trojans. So free throw, first one up and in for Cedarville is good. As that one will go to Tyler Brandt, his 1st points of the night. He'll shoot 1 more. Brandt's 2nd one up, that one's also good, so a nice smooth stroke there, and we're tied at 15. 3 minutes to play in the second quarter. Brown with it on the right wing for the Panthers. Now Brown slides it over to Story up top. Story gets it on the right side to Batho. Now Batho drives, puts it up, no good, rebound. Here's Eddington putting it up. That one rattles in. Again, Nick Eddington, they're really having trouble boxing him out on those rebounds, as you would expect. Panthers back up by 2, 2:35 to play in the second quarter. Pockhan with it. Being guarded by Eddington. Now Pockhan over in the far sideline. St. Ange inside. Brandt in the paint. Lost the ball. Gets it back up top to Coleman. Thought about the 3. Now drives. No, but he'll shoot 2 free throws. That'll be another foul on Pickford. And that'll be their 7th.
Yeah, and Cedarville doing a better job in the second half of the second quarter driving to the basket. At the start in the first quarter, all we saw was them shooting threes and they were cold. So good to see them being more aggressive this half.
And that's a big foul there against Batho. That's his 3rd, so probably won't see much out of him the rest of this half as a free throw up. That's the first miss of the night for the Trojans on just their 3rd opportunity at Coleman at the line. So Batho will sit down with those 3 fouls for the Panthers, as Blaine Burnaby will check in for Pickford. 2:22 to play in the second quarter. 2nd free throw up, and that one's good. as that will make it a one-point game. Now here's Hike with it. Fakes the shot, now gets it up top to Eddington. Eddington will chase it down at the far sideline. Over to Smith. Now Brown with it. Eddington backs it up, gets it to Brown. 2 minutes to play in this quarter. Left of the lane, Burnaby. Burnaby now in the paint. Dishes it to Story at the free throw line. Now Story backs it up between the circles. Story is going to have a foul inside. That's going to be against Burnaby. And that's his second. That's the eighth team foul on Pickford. Offensive foul, so no free throws will be shot. Now Cedarville with it. Pockan, top of the circle. Giving up to Coleman. He launches a three. Yes, sir! Caleb Coleman with three. He has seven. And the Panthers trail by two with the ball. So we're starting to see a little more scoring than we saw in the first quarter. Brown with it at the free throw line. His pass blocked there, but Eddington gets the rebound. Now Nick Eddington drives, puts up a shot. No, but no, it does go in and count it. Wow, Nick Eddington gets the shooter's roll there. He has 10 points in this quarter, 12 in the game, and he'll shoot a free throw. And that foul will be the Trojans' fifth team foul. That's going to go against number 25, Tyler Brandt, his first. So Nick Eddington at the line. Senior, of course, his brother played for the Panthers for many years. Derek. Eddington at the line. Free throw up, and that one's good. So Eddington with 11 points in this quarter, 13 for the game. The Panthers back up by one. Back and forth we go. Buck 20 left in this second quarter. Now the Trojans with it. Pockan drives, puts up the shot off the glass. No rebound inside. Brandt, turnaround shot. That one's no good. Eddington on the rebound. He runs it up court. Nick Eddington with the ball. Up top to Story. Swing it over to Brown. A minute to play. Now pass inside. Here's Eddington. Shot at the baseline. No good. Rebound. Trojans have it. That's Pockan. Now Pockan quickly up court. Underneath St. Ange. He lost it. There's a quick shot there by Coleman. Fans want to fall. Non-called. Here's Eddington across the midcourt line. Eddington gives it to Brown. 40 seconds left. Now Brown finds some space. That pass deflected, but he gets it back. Now Brown inside. Story underneath. Nice fake. Puts it up. No. Rebound. Off the glass and in. That's Max Stryker with two, and the Panthers lead by three. 25 seconds left to play here in the second quarter. Pockan. Now he launches three. Yes, sir! Trey Pockan heating up in the second quarter. He has 11 points, and we're tied at 22. You might want to put this one in the time capsule after all. Panthers with it. 5 seconds left. Here's Hike. Hike now has got to get a shot off. Gets it to Eddington. Eddington at the buzzer. Three short. And we are tied at 22 at half between the Pickford Panthers and Cedarville Trojans in boys basketball. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll look at the leading scores. We'll try to get some scores from around the area and more. You're listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Oldies 93. Scott Nason, Becky Swisinger back at the John Duncan Gymnasium. Boys basketball on this Friday night, and we got a good one here as we are tied at 22 between Pickford and Cedarville. And Becky, we had 11 points in the first quarter, 33 in the second. So it took a while for the teams to kind of find their way, but both teams really ended that second half shooting better and playing better. I think if you're both coaches right now, you're not happy with how things went. But I don't think you're too disappointed either. You're tied in, 60 more minutes will decide this game.
Yeah, no, I agree. Both teams definitely started very cold, and as you said, it got better as it went along. Both teams started to warm up, and it should be a lot better second half.
Leading scorers for the Panthers, or scorer, I should say, Nick Eddington had 11 points in that second quarter, 13 for the game, 3 for Eric Hike, 2 apiece from Blaine Burnaby and Max Stryker, 1 apiece from Isaac Brown and Luke Batho. For the Cedarville Trojans, they're led by Trey Pockan right now, 11 points, all in that second quarter. Caleb Coleman with 7, Thomas Bond and Tyler Brandt with 2 each. Free throws in that first half, Panthers 3 of 5, Trojans 3 of 4. And foul trouble for Pickford, Luke Batho with 3, Eric Hike and Blaine Burnaby with 2 each. And for the Trojans, Caleb Coleman with 2. We do have a couple scores from around the area. The Lake Superior State University Lakers are leading Northern Michigan in the first period by the score of 2-0, and the Sioux Greyhounds and Ottawa 67s tied at one apiece. We're going to take our final break here in our halftime show. When Becky and I come back, we'll have the start of the second half here at the John Duncan Gymnasium. Getting our score at halftime, we're tied at 22 apiece. You're listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Oldies 93. Back in Cedarville, Michigan on this blustery Friday night, boys basketball second half about to begin as we have a 22-22 tie between the Pickford Panthers and the Cedarville Trojans. Both these teams with 2 weeks left to play and still some games to play. Of course, Pickford going for an EUP conference title. They're going to be at Engadine on Tuesday. That's not an easy matchup lately. Engadine has gotten better as the season has gone along. And then the big game Friday night, game you can hear on Oldies 93 with Matt Pocket as the Panthers will take on the Rudyard Bulldogs. And they're going to end their regular season at Mayo on March 3rd. Cedarville still has, I believe, three games left. They will be at Brimley on Tuesday night. They'll also be home to Hillman on Wednesday and then at Engadine on Friday. And again, looking at the EUP conference standings, Pickford right now 8-1 in first place. Rudyard 9-2. They're in second place. Cedarville with an outside shot to tie for the conference, but they're going to need Pickford to lose three times. Unlikely. Brimley and Engadine tied at 3-5 in the conference. Detour 4-6. Newberry 0-9. So here we go. Second half about to begin. And Becky, again, we talked about it off the air. If you're Pickford, Eddington's a hot hand. Got to get him the ball.
I agreed with this offer, and I agree with it on air as well. Yes.
Now Cedarville with it. Coleman, top of the circle. And a back and forth second quarter. Now Coleman in the near corner. Bounce pass inside. That's Brandt with the shot, partially blocked by Eddington. Picked up by Stryker. Panthers with it. We're tied at 22. 7:35 to play here in this third quarter. Now a long three up top. That one's no good. Rebound picked up by the Panthers. Now the Trojans get it. Here's Bond with it. Bond across the free throw midcourt line. Bond puts up a shot. No, and he'll be fouled. And that's going to be two free throws for the Trojans. I got to admit, Becky, I'm still distracted by this cute baby Lucas in front of me. I seem to be a little off my game here. The foul will be on Isaac Brown, his first. And so at the line, Bond shooting two. First free throw up, no good. That's Bond, Thomas Bond. First free throw, no good by Bond. He'll shoot one more. Second one's up, and that one rattles out. So Bond misses them both, and we're still tied at 22. We had 11 points in the first quarter, but 33 in the second. We'll see if the second half is a little higher scoring affair. Now Eddington along the baseline, lost it, gets it to Story. Story, bounce pass to Brown on the left wing. Brown up top to Stryker. Stryker now to Eddington. Eddington drives. Eddington, nice pass, but actually that one's partially blocked. And we're going to have a jump ball as Eddington tangles up with Brandt. And the one thing I've noticed about Nick Eddington, in his younger years, he could get a little fired up out there on the court. He seems very much in control as far as what he's doing this year. And now he has a foul. Of course, that's with maturity and senior leadership. And that's going to be a foul on Cedarville. Their first. It'll go against number 25, Tyler Brandt, his second. Trojans to inbound. Hike with it underneath the Trojans basket. Rather, Panthers to inbound. Lob pass right back there. Nice job by Eddington getting it right to Eric Hike. And Eddington does more than shoot, Beck. He's done some nice passing as well tonight.
Yeah, and great out-of-bounds play set up there for the Pickford Panthers.
Panthers up by two. 6:35 to play in this third quarter. Now the Trojans with it. Coleman gets it over to Bond. On the right wing, Coleman up top. That's St. Ange. We're going to have a foul before the shot as Eddington swatted that away after. Won't matter. That's going to be the second foul on the Panthers. That's going to go against Burnaby. Rather, Hike. That's his third. So you have Hike and Bathel both with three. Now quickly on the inbound play. Nice pass and a shot by Coleman. On the pass by Pock, and we're tied at 24. Coleman with nine in this one. Brown gets it up to Hike. Now nice pass again, Eddington. That one that goes off a Trojans player, though, will stay with Pickford. Now Kyle Rounds checking in for the Panthers, who replace Hike with those three fouls. Brown to inbound. Now Brown all the way up top to Story. Jimmy Story. Over to Brown. Now Story on the right wing. Guarded by Pocket. Now Story thought about the three along the baseline. Eddington dishes it out. Now Story right wing. Three. That one's off the mark. Rebound inside. Nice job by Stryker getting it. No, they're going to say he was out of bounds. We'll go to the Trojans. Tied at 24. 5:54 to play here in this third quarter. Now Pickford with a bit of a trap. Neither team really been effective in the full court trap tonight. Now here's Pockin stopping and popping. That one short, rebound way over the back there. It looked like by Pockin. They're going to call a jump ball. I think Cedarville got a benefit of a no call there. So Pockin will inbound underneath the Panther basket. 5:45 to play in this third quarter. Pockin, bounce pass over to St. Ange. Now St. Ange up top, Coleman. Coleman likes to shoot from there. Now he'll move it inside, getting it over to Bond. Now Bond, left wing three, short, rebound. Picked up by Rounds for the Panthers. Stryker gets it to Brown. Brown walking across the midcourt line for Pickford. We're tied at 24, 5, and 25 to play in this third quarter. Here's Story with it. Top of the circle, over to Rounds. Over to Stryker, far corner, now driving to the basket. Rounds gets it to Brown. Brown, left wing, three, short, rebound. Eddington over his own player. Now Eddington, nice move to the hoop, putting it up and in. I can't do that. Eddington with 15, Panthers lead by two. 5 minutes to play in this third quarter. I was on radio, I have no idea what he did, but trust me, I can't do it. Now a travel on number 25, Tyler Brandt, so Pickford with the ball. 4:58 to play in this third quarter. Panthers with it, leading by two. Nick Eddington with 15 points to lead all scorers for Pickford. Now Eddington with the ball, left elbow. Gets it over to Story. Back to Eddington, left of the lane. Now turnaround shot, good. Nick Eddington getting a lot of rolls tonight on that rim. He's on a roll. He has 17, and the Panthers lead by four. Now Eddington, defense on Pockin. Over to the far side. There's a left wing three. That one's short. That was by number 12, Kaysen Smith, and that's going to go out of bounds. We'll stay with Cedarville. 4:30 to play in this third quarter. Panthers with a 28-24 lead. If the Panthers win out, they'll win the EUP Conference. Not quite sure the last time they've won the conference title. Been a while. Now here's the Trojans with it. Smith with a tough shot. No, but he was fouled. And he'll shoot two free throws for Cedarville. That'll be the third foul on Pickford. That'll go against Stryker, his first.
Yeah, and Smith, the only freshman or underclassman on both teams.
Very good. Kaysen Smith, as Becky mentioned, the freshman shooting free throws, looking for his first points of the night. First free throw up. That one rattles out. So Cedarville, three misses from the charity stripe here in this half. They're 3 of 7 overall as Stryker will sit down. He's replaced by Batho with those three fouls coming in. So Smith, second free throw, up, and that one's good. So Smith makes one. He has one. And the Trojans trail by three. 4:20 to play in this third quarter. Brown across the midcourt line, over the far sideline. That's Rounds with it. Rounds up top to Story, moving over to Brown. Brown now back to Rounds, far sideline, up top Story. Thought about the three. Now we'll back it up. Over to Rounds. Rounds over to Brown. Brown along the baseline. Eddington spin move again. That's going to go. No, it'll be stolen by the Trojans. Although I think we're going to have a foul. Are they just going to stay out of bounds? They're going to stay out of bounds. We'll go to Cedarville. Halfway through this third quarter, Trojans with the ball, trailing by three. Pockin, he had 11 points in that second quarter. Now a pass inside, missing an easy shot there was Friel. Trojans get the rebound. Friel back to Coleman. Now Coleman, left of the lane. Gets it up top to Pockin. Long NBA three, yes sir! Trey Pockin with 14. He has four threes, and we're tied again at 28. Must have learned that from his dad, Butch. I think was a good ball player in his own right. Brown along the baseline. Eddington, he'll put up the 10-footer. That one short, gets his own rebound. Eddington, triple team shot, no, but he'll shoot free throws. And again, Cedarville having trouble getting Eddington when he's inside because he has about 5 inches on pretty much everybody out there. That foul will go against number 25, Tyler Brandt, his third. Team foul number two. Eddington at the line, shooting two. He'll make the first. Eddington now with 18 points on the night. Pickford, 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Eddington will shoot one more. Second free throw up, and that one's no good. Rebound picked up by the Trojans. They trail by one. 3:10 to play in this third quarter. Now Cedarville across the midcourt line. That's Friel at the left elbow, up top to Coleman. Now Coleman, spin move in the paint. That one's blocked there by Rounds. Picked up by Brandt. He puts up the shot. That one blocked again. Now Eddington underneath. Over to Pockan. He launches the three. Yes, sir! My goodness, Trey Pockan is finding his range. He has 17, and the Trojans up by two.
Yeah, and Pockan definitely has a lot of confidence on those shots. He's not scared to shoot the long-range threes.
Now along the baseline, shot by Rounds, no good. Gets his own rebound. We're going to have a foul. That's going to go against Caleb Coleman. That'll be his third, team foul number three. So right now it's Nick Eddington and Trey Pockan, pretty much the story. Eddington with 18, Pockan with 17. So now you have Coleman sitting down with the three fouls. You have Brandt with three for Cedarville. Batho and Hike each with three. Now off the inbound play, turnaround shot, Burnaby no good. Rebound picked up by the Panthers. Brown, now he loses it, bodies to the floor. And we're going to have a, you're going to say out of bounds. We'll stay with the Panthers. Now Batho checking in for Pickford along with Eddington. Eddington yet to get a foul here tonight. Now the Panthers to inbound. Story gets it to Brown. Now Brown top of the circle. Nice pass inside. Eddington puts up the shot off the back iron. Gets his own rebound. Another shot good. Just too easy when you're that tall for Eddington. He has 20. The Panthers tied again at 31. 2 minutes to play here in this third quarter. Now the Trojans with it. Friel over at the far sideline between the circles to Pockan. Pockan with it. Now on the right wing. Pass. Long three. Good. Three-pointer there by Bond. That's Thomas Bond. He has 5. And it's a 3-point lead for the Trojans. Now on the baseline. Hike with it. Gets it up top to Brown. Burnaby left the lane. Gets it to Story. Now Story drives. Contact shot. No, but he'll shoot 2 free throws as that'll be Jarrett St. Ange with his first foul, team foul number 4. Minute 36 to play in this third quarter. Been a back and forth affair. Right now the Trojans up by 3. Jimmy Story will shoot 2 free throws. Story yet to get any points on the board here. As our officials now having some conversation, not quite sure what this is all about. Oh, they're changing the three. I thought he might have had a foot on the line there when that was Thomas Bond with the three. They're changing that one late. I thought he might have had a foot on the line. So we'll see if they take away a point for Cedarville. That might be what they're discussing here. Yep, that's exactly what it is. And I think that's the right call. Looked like he did have a foot on the line, so Bond now with 4, take away 1. That's why I write stats in pencil for things just like that. Now they're still having some discussions here as far as, you know, hopefully our scorekeepers down there are writing in pencil. That's usually what's done. I guess there are erasable pens out there, but I don't know whatever happened to those things. I don't ever seem to find those anymore. So Jimmy Story at the line shooting 2. Pickford right now 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Make it 5 of 7 as Story gets his first point of the night, cutting the lead to 1. The JV game was close. earlier tonight. One by Pickford by three. Now second free throw no good by Story. Rebound picked up by the Trojans. Minute 30 to play in this third quarter. Cedarville with the ball, leading 33-32. Here's Bond with it. Bond over to Pockan. Now Pockan over the far sideline. That's a three free. That one's good. Yes, sir. No doubt about that one. And the Trojans now lead by four. Minute 10 to play in this third quarter. Story now gets it to Burnaby. Now Eddington underneath, putting it up. Oh, missing the shot. Had a wide open layup, but he missed it. Might be getting a little tired out there. Now here's Pockan. That one's stolen. Here's Burnaby with the ball. Burnaby and Eddington. Burnaby now. Thought about driving. Now he will, putting up a shot. He's not afraid to shoot, and he missed that one. Rebound picked up by Bond. 45 seconds left in this third quarter. Trojans with the ball, looking for their biggest lead. A three, far side, no good. Rebound picked up by Pocket. No, the Panthers get it. That's Brown with it. 35 seconds left here in this third quarter. Brown with it up top. Hike, that's going to be a travel. Hike thought about shooting, but he didn't, and he probably should have. Now Stryker will check back in for the Panthers, replacing Eddington. It looked like Eddington needed a breather. He's looking a little tired out there, so he's going to sit down maybe for 28 seconds, but he probably won't sit down much more than that. Pockan walks the ball across the midcourt line. See if the Trojans play for the last shot. Pockan now just dribble it out here. Center circle. Story on him. 10 seconds left. Pockan still has it. Gets it over to Bond. Now Bond, right elbow, reverses course. Bond puts up a shot on the baseline, rattles that one in. Thomas Bond with six, and the Trojans lead by six after three. Our score, Cedarville 38, Pickford 32. You're listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Oldies 93. The Cedarville Trojans outscore the Pickford Panthers 16-10 in that third quarter, and they lead by six with the ball as we start the fourth. Leading the way for Pickford, Nick Eddington with 20. Trey Pockan with 17 for the Trojans. And we're going to have a foul on Eddington. That's just his first, as well, I think they had a very good lobby effort by the fans and coaching staff wanting that one. Both teams with four fouls apiece here in the second half. Now Pockan with it. Over at the far sideline. Pockan up top. St. Ange. St. Ange now at the free throw line over to Coleman. Now St. Ange right wing three. That one's off the mark. Rebound, battled for, picked up by the Trojans. That's Batho. Pickford's led a lot of this game, but they trail by six. Brown with it. Brown on the right wing to Hike. Gets it back to Brown. Now Brown going to be another carry. And that doesn't win any fans with Mr. Mastaw, one of our officials, and the Pickford fans. Hard when you're especially from that area.
Yeah, no, it looks like number 12 Brown hurt his ankle on that play too.
Yeah, he's going to sit down there, as he's definitely in some discomfort right now as the Trojans have it. Pockan with it. Pockan now drives, stops and pops. That one's short. Rebound picked up by Height for the Panthers. Pickford needs some scores here. They trail by six. Hike with it. Hike over to Story. Story back to Rounds. As, yeah, we're seeing Brown there. Nice pass inside, but Story missed the reverse layup. Now the Trojans with it. Across the midcourt line. Coleman. Coleman had it stolen there, but it's going to go off a Pickford player out of bounds. We'll stay with the Trojans as, yeah, Brown's in a lot of discomfort on that sideline. I don't know if we're going to see a whole lot of him right now. Now Bond gets it to Pockan, 6:40 to play in the fourth quarter. St. Ange on the left wing. St. Ange pass, left of the lane. Brandt, now Brandt, nice pass. That one partially blocked there by Batho on the shot by Coleman, and the Panthers have it. Eddington gets it to Story, 6:20 to play in the fourth quarter. Pickford just one loss in conference. Rudyard certainly wants the Trojans to win this one because they would tie them in the loss column, and now we're going to have a foul, I believe, an offensive foul. That's going to go against Eddington, his second.
Yeah, I think they called a moving screen on Eddington.
Moving screen call indeed, Becky, as that'll be the fifth team foul on the Panthers. 6:13 to play in this fourth quarter. Cedarville with the ball, leading 38-32. Panthers will take on Rudyard Friday night. That could well be a winner-take-all scenario if this score holds up. Still a lot of time in this one. Here's the Trojans with the ball. On the baseline, that's Coleman with it. We're going to have a timeout. Timeout by Cedarville. Head coach Jason Duncan with 6:04 to play in this fourth quarter. Pickford trails Cedarville 38-32. Tune in Monday nights to our sister station ESPN 1400 for our sports show, The Game. The Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show. 2 hours of a sports talk with interviews, scores, comment, opinion, and more. Yours truly, along with Dave McKeg from Sioux, Ontario, Butch Davis from Metro Detroit, and EJ Russell from Escanaba, Michigan. Talk all sorts of sports. Now, if you can't listen to the show live Monday nights from 6 to 8 and want to hear the podcast or the rebroadcast of the show, you can go to our brand new revamped website, thegamesportshow.com. You can also go right to the podcast page, thegamesportshow.podbean.com, as well as some other outlets. I believe Spotify is one of them now, iTunes, Facebook, I think, with Dave McKeg, Instagram, Snapchat, I think we're on there now. MySpace, I think we're on there as well. LinkedIn, I think we might even be on there. Just go to the game. I don't even know what LinkedIn means. Just go to thegamesportshow.com. I get invites all the time and I just ignore them. So off the timeout, Trojans with the ball, leading by six. 6 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Almost a steal there by Rounds. Trojans with it. Bond gets it to Coleman. Now Coleman on the right wing, being guarded by Rounds, a pair of 10s, and that's going to be good defense by Rounds, as that's going to create a turnover, a travel on the Trojans. 5:52 to play in this fourth quarter. Panthers yet to score in this fourth quarter. Actually, either team's yet to score in this fourth quarter. Story with it. Over along the sideline. Now Rounds with it. Rounds in the paint, gets it to Batho, puts it up off the glass, no rebound. Now Batho gets it again, no good, but he'll shoot two free throws for the Pickford Panthers.
It's like a redo of the first quarter.
Yeah, really. And that'll be the fifth foul on the Trojans in this half. That'll be Coleman's fourth, so Caleb Coleman, the first player with four. And again, Cedarville doesn't have a lot of margin of error as far as players falling out. As Batho at the line, shooting a pair, he'll make the first, his second point. Game in December against Brimley, they ended the game in overtime with four players. That's never a good thing in basketball. Second free throw up by Batho, makes them both. Batho with three, and the Trojans now lead by four. 5:30 to play in this fourth quarter. Now Pockin across the midcourt line. Gets it to St. Ange. Now a pass almost stolen. Bond gets it. Back up top to Coleman. Now Coleman gets it to Pockin. Trey Pockin with the ball. Now he'll drive, dishing it out. Far side three, St. Ange. That one's way short underneath. Brandt and the Pickford player, Batho, tie it up. Jump ball goes to the Panthers. Hike to inbound for the Panthers. Getting it to Story. Back to Hike. Now Jimmy Story over to Hike. Pass to Eddington, top of the circle. Now Eddington with it, and he's going to travel. As, didn't see a whole lot of steps there, but our official did. So now Pickford with it, rather Cedarville with it. Bond, that one partially deflected there, but Bond will get it back. Now Bond drives, Bond swing pass over, far side, off the glass, no. That was St. Ange. Another chance, Brandt, he puts it in. Tyler Brandt with four, the Panthers trail by six with the ball. Jimmy Story with it. Near court pass to Hike. Now here's Story, right wing three, yes sir, big 3 points for Jimmy Story. He has four, and that cuts the lead to three. Now the Trojans with it, St. Ange up top to Pockin. Pockin with the ball, 4:20 to play. Now Pockin gets it to Coleman. Coleman almost ran out of real estate there. Gets it to Bond. Now Bond with it on the right wing. Coleman Coleman now looking inside. Brandt lost it. Now Brandt has it tied up, and that's going to keep the ball with the Trojans. And we're going to have a timeout on the court. 4:05 to play in this fourth quarter. Cedarville leads Pickford by the score of 40-37. This is a 30-second timeout. Looking at the EUP conference for the girls, well, still lots to decide there with the week to play. Right now it's Pickford with an 8-2 record in conference. They're one game ahead of Engadine and Cedarville, who are both 7-3. And looking at the schedule, Pickford has to play at Detour and at Rudyard for the girls. Engadine home to Newberry and at Cedarville, while Cedarville, they're going to take on Brimley and Engadine at home. So really still lots to decide in both the boys and girls EUP conference as far as who will capture the crown, or maybe they'll have to share the crown. We'll just have to see next week. Off the timeout, Trojans with the ball halfway through this fourth quarter, leading by three. Now a steal there by Rounds. Boy, Rounds has been very nice off the bench for Pickford. He's done a really good job, especially on the defensive end. Now Story with it over to Rounds. Rounds on the right wing, back up top, Story. Story, Eddington again with that size advantage. I just don't know how you don't get him the ball at this point. Ball goes out of bounds. We'll stay with the Panthers. That'll be Hike to inbound. Now a lob pass right back to Hike. They tried that before. Now a pass goes off the hands of Batho. Now Batho draws the double teams up to Story. Now Hike thought about the three up top. Gets over to Story. Right wing three. That one's off the mark. Rebound picked up by the Trojans in the far corner. Now here's Brandt with it. 3:25 to play. Trojans with the ball leading by three. Pock in across the midcourt line. Gets it to Bond. Now Bond on the baseline. Draws a double team. Eddington had it for a moment. Now goes to the floor and wants to get the timeout. And he does. Good timeout there. And the Panthers will take it with 3:13 to play in this fourth quarter. 3-point lead for the Trojans. Well, looking at our broadcast schedule for next week, we talked a little bit about some of the games. Sioux High basketball, we made some adjustments as far as our broadcast schedule over on 1230 WSOO. We'll have the boys' rescheduled game at Brimley next Thursday with Dave Watson, 7 o'clock pregame show. And then on Friday, a week from tonight, over on 1230 WSOO, this will be a good matchup as the Sioux High Blue Devils will take on the Escanaba Eskimos. Dave Watson will have the call of that one with the pregame show at 6:45, the opening tip-off at 7. And then we'll have Sioux High playoff hockey as the Blue Devils will be at Alpena taking on Tawas a week from Saturday, February 29th. Dave will have the call on 1230 WSOO, starting with the pregame show at 3:45. And then the first Sioux High girls district game will be on Monday, March 2nd, as they will be at Grayling, 5:45 pregame show with Dave Watson over on 1230 WSOO. So Pickford with the ball off the timeout, trailing by three, 3:10 to play in this fourth quarter. Story with the ball, over to Hike. Now inside Eddington, turnaround shot, good. Eddington's first points of the quarter, he has 22, and that cuts the lead to one. If I'm Pickford, I keep doing that, Becky, over and over again.
Yes, I agree. Eddington doing a good job when he gets the ball in the paint.
Now Trojans with the ball, leading by one, Bond with it. Now Bond being guarded by Story, almost stolen there. That's going to be a foul on Eddington. That's his third. And that'll be the team foul number six. So Eddington didn't have any fouls in the first half. Well, now he has three. Point of the game where you start taking chances, but you don't want to get that fourth doing that, I think, if you're Eddington. Because the whole game changes with him out. Now underneath, here's Brandt with it. He puts it up off the glass and in. Tyler Brandt with six. The Trojans lead by three. 2:35 to play in the fourth quarter. Looking inside, wide opens. Batho, but he missed the layup. Eddington on the follow. He puts it up and in. Now has 24. Trojans lead by one. 2:20 to play in this fourth quarter. Looking at a very good finish here at the John Duncan Gymnasium. Coleman with it. Top of the circle. Had it stolen by Batho. Now Batho, he has Eddington. Gets it to him. Eddington drives. Up and one. Nick Eddington with 26. And the Panthers go up by one, and he'll shoot a free throw. And, well, they're doing just that, Becky. They're getting Eddington the ball.
They are. It seems to be working for them in the final few minutes of this game.
So that'll be the sixth team foul. That's going to be it for Caleb Coleman. He fouls out. He'll finish the game with nine. And again, the Trojans don't have a lot of people on the bench. The managers aren't old enough to play. Doing a great job, by the way, both sets of managers. And so that'll be it for him, Mr. Coleman. And now Mr. Eddington at the line with 26 points. We'll shoot a free throw. Pickford leads 43-42, 2:12 to play here in this fourth quarter. Eddington's free throw up. That one's short. Rebound picked up by Story, who puts it up and in. Big rebound for Jimmy Story. He has six. And the Panthers up by three. 2 minutes to play. A lot of lead changes in this one. Don't see that a lot in high school basketball. Now here's Pockhand. Gets it up top. Coleman, or rather St. Ange. He puts up the shot and one. And Jared St. Ange with the follow-up. Coach Matt Johnson doesn't like that call. And that was an and one. I wasn't quite sure if they're going to call it, Becky, but they do.
And great intensity here by both teams.
So that foul will go on Luke Batho. Now he has four, so a big free throw for Jared St. Ange. His first 2 points. This is a big free throw for him. Free throw up, no good. He misses it. Rebound goes to the Panthers. Minute 50 to play in this fourth quarter. Cedarville on the defensive end, trailing by one. Pickford with the ball. Both teams with two timeouts here. Eddington, pass to Story. Now Story, over to the far side. Hike drives, hike up, no. We'll have a foul before the shot, and that'll be a one-and-one opportunity for the Pickford Panthers, as that foul will go on Brandt. That's his fourth. 45-44 Pickford, minute 36 to play here in this fourth quarter. This will be a one-and-one opportunity for Eric Hike, who has 5 points. And he misses that free throw. That's a big miss. And a rebound will go to the Trojans as the ball goes off a Pickford player out of bounds. Going to get a timeout by Coach Duncan. Minute 34 to play. We got a good one here in Cedarville. Pickford leads by the score of 45-44. So we do know the girls' draw as far as district basketball. The boys will find out later on this week, and I believe Sunday, actually, beginning of next week, in Division 4 for the girls. Now, these games will start on March 4th in Rudyard. You have Rudyard and Newberry in one semifinal, and Engadine taking on Brimley. Again, both those games will be on Wednesday, March 4th in Rudyard. The other district in Division 4, as far as EUP teams, will be in Detour. And those games will start on March 2nd at St. Ignace. They're going to host Cedarville, with the winner of that one taking on Mackinac Island. That game on Wednesday in Detour. The other side of the bracket sees Detour taking on Pickford. Now, they did seed the top two teams as far as keeping them out of each other's way until the district final. But what the MHSAA didn't do is, we'll give the top seed a bye. Mackinac Island, I can assure you, is not the top seed. No offense to the Islanders, but St. Ignace, the likely winner of that bracket. But hey, that's why you play the games. So off the timeout, Trojans with the ball, trailing by one. Buck 30 left here in this fourth quarter. Pockhand leading all Trojan scorers with 17. He just has six in the second half, though. Now Pockhand along the baseline being guarded by Eddington. Gets it up top. St. Ange thought about the three. Now St. Ange in the paint. That one blocked there by Batho. Here's Story with it. Gets it to Hike. Now Hike gets pushed. And that's going to be a foul. Almost knocked over one of the young men in the entranceway. And that's going to be a one-and-one opportunity, I believe, for Mr. Hike. Probably a good foul there by Pock and Becky, because I think that might have been an uncontested layup there.
Yeah, I think so. It looked like he was free for the layup, but
free throw,
good contest.
Yeah, free throw missed there by Hike. Rebound goes to the Trojans. Nice pass, Pock and inside, up the high glass, up and in by the Trojans. That's number 12, Smith, the freshman, with three. And the Trojans back up top by one. A minute left to play. Pickford with the ball. Here's Rounds with it. Rounds gets it to Hike between the circles. Now Hike shovels it to Story. Story at the free throw line, stops and pops. Good! Jimmy Story, he knows clutch plays, and he made a clutch shot. And the Trojans lead by one. The Panthers lead by one. 40 seconds left. Smith with it up top to Pockhand. We've had a lot of lead changes in this game. Now Pockhand drives, draws contact, no shot, but he'll shoot a 1-1 with 35 seconds left here in this fourth quarter. Well, get off to a bit of a slow start, Becky, but we're certainly having some intense moments here in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, definitely a slow start for this game, but intensity has picked up and a good ending for this one.
And that foul on Eddington, his fourth, with Jimmy Stewart, or rather pocking at the line, missing the free throw. That's a big miss, rebounded by Eddington. And that's going to be a good foul there, I think, by Pockin, saving some time with 32 seconds left. I like that foul. Smart basketball there. You got to keep as much time on that clock if you're a Trojan. And so that will be the second foul on Pockin. It's still a 1-1. That's the 19th foul. So here's Nick Eddington. He has 26, a big 1-1 for him. Eddington's free throw up. Good. Makes the first free throw. That makes it a two-point game, 32 seconds remaining. So Eddington will shoot one more free throw. Panthers doing a decent job from the line tonight. Eddington, free throw up. Good, makes them both. Smooth. And we're going to have a timeout by the Trojans. That'll be their final timeout. 49-46, Pickford leads with 32 seconds left in this fourth quarter. Well, we talked about the Division IV girls district draw. We do have the Division II girls district draw. Of course, the Suhai Blue Devils with a very good season, 16-1 on the season. We mentioned their first game will be at home, or rather at Grayling, on Monday, March 2nd. You can hear all these games on 1230 WSO with Dave Watson. They win that one, they'll take on Boyne City on the 4th, which is a Wednesday. Other side of the bracket sees Kingsley and Sheboygan in the first round game. The winner plays Kalkaska in the district finals. And all the games will be on March 6th. So here we go, Trojans with the ball. No timeouts left. They trail by 3, 32 seconds to play. Don't necessarily need a 3 here, but you need a quick score. Now Pockin across the midcourt line. Pockin being guarded by Eddington. Eddington's got to be careful not to get that fifth foul. Now here's Pockin with it, 20 seconds left. Eddington up top, rather Pockin, he launches a 3. No good, rebound, Pockin gets his own rebound. Good hustle play. 13 seconds, now Pockin with it. 10 seconds, Cedarville's going to need a 3 now, I think. Now Pockin launches, left side 3, no good. Rebound inside, picked up by Eddington, and that's pretty much going to do it with 3.2 seconds remaining. As Eddington will shoot two free throws, and if he makes one, Becky, this one's pretty much over.
Yeah, and unfortunately, two great looks by number 3, Trey Pockin, for the Trojans. He just was not able to convert on both those.
So here's Derek Eddington shooting two free throws. He has 28 points on the night, and with no timeouts, it makes it even more challenging for Cedarville. Eddington makes one of these two. Pickford, they're going to get out of here with the victory. First free throw up, and no good, so life for Cedarville, but again, no timeouts. Matt Johnson going to take a timeout as Nick Eddington didn't quite like the timeout call there. Ice in the shooter maybe, but again, no timeouts, Becky. Cedarville's going to have to be aware that if this free throw is missed, they're going to have to get that ball up court quickly with 3 seconds left and try to launch one up. So timeout on the court, 45 seconds left here in this timeout as the Trojans and Panthers meeting for the final time during the regular season. These teams could meet during the postseason. We won't know the draw. We will, I believe, the Panthers will be the top seed in that draw. But the MHHAA really, I think, mucked up a bit these seedings. You look at the Suhai girls and Kingsley. They're the 1 and 2 seeds in that Division II district, and they're playing in the opening round. I don't get that. I think the MHSAA needs to look at that because, you know, top seeds usually should get a bye, but hey, I don't make the big bucks like they do, so I guess I don't make those decisions. So here we go, Eddington at the line. All the Panthers besides Eddington are dropped back in case there is a miss. So Eddington can make this very simple for Pickford, make the free throw, ball game. 3.2 seconds remaining. Eddington, second free throw up, and there's your ball game. As Eddington makes it, he'll finish the night with 29, and if you're Panthers, you don't want to foul. Long pass up court. If you're the Panthers, you just let them have it. They do, and our final score, Pickford survives a scare by Cedarville as they win by the score of 50 to 46. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with our post-game show. You're listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Oldies 93. Back at the John Duncan Gymnasium in Cedarville, Michigan, our final score in boys basketball, Pickford survives a scare by Cedarville as they defeat the Trojans by the score of 50-46. Leading the way for the Panthers, Nick Eddington, he had 29 points on the night. Jimmy Story with 8, Luke Batho with 3. You also have Eric Hike with 5, Max Streichert and Blaine Burnaby with 2, and Isaac Brown with 1. For the Cedarville Trojans, they were led by Trey Pockin, who had 17 points, Caleb Coleman with 9, 6 apiece from Thomas Bond, Tyler Brandt. Also have 3 points apiece from Jay Friel and Kaysen Smith, and 2 points from Jared St. Ange. With the win, the Panthers improve to 14-2, and with the loss, the Trojans fall to 7-9. Becky, your final thoughts on this one? You know, a little bit of a clunky start, but boy, we had some pretty good intensity and a lot of fun, especially at the end with all those lead changes.
Yeah, very slow start to the game, but great ending. As we said, Pockin with the 2 threes at the end to tie it. He missed both, unfortunately, for the Trojans. But Eddington, great game for Pickford, and their guards hitting those big threes down the stretch.
That's going to do it here from Cedarville, Michigan. If you want to hear the podcast of this broadcast, maybe you're just getting out of the game and want to hear all the sights and sounds of EUP Conference Basketball on Oldies 93, you can go to the website, thegamesportshow.com, or the podcast page, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. A couple scores, Lake Superior State having a nice night at the Taffy Able Arena. They're leading Northern Michigan 5-0, and the Sioux Greyhounds trailing Ottawa 4-3. Our next EUP Game of the Week will be next Tuesday night. Yours truly and Becky Swisinger will be in Brimley for girls basketball as the Rudyard Bulldogs will take on the Brimley Bays. That's going to do it here from the John Duncan Gymnasium. I want to thank our broadcast engineer, Sam Cox, back in the Oldies 93 studios, and each and every one of you for listening tonight. You have been listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Oldies 93.